First of all, Stamazay should know that it is Chisle Fabringi. Maybe these are famous things, but it's Kedait maybe Chazer over them over again. That Fabringi it is Chisle, besides for the Chisle Fabringi is a grace of Zach, but besides that, it is Chisle Fabringi, that was the Chisle Rameser Nefesh Pashat the Fabringi it is Chisle. In the hardest times in Russia, when they weren't able to leave their Daladamis, so for Fabringi it is Chisle was one of the, I don't remember now all the stories, but one little Meister that sticks out, that Reb Tzachana writes in her memoirs, in her Zechreinus, that when Reb Levick went to prison, I think before Pesach, Nissan Tafresh Tzadik Tes, he was in jail. And the first year, Kemat for a year, I think he was in jail. And he wrote her a letter in the towards the end of the summer, the first chance he was able to send his wife to Reb Tzachana a letter. So it wasn't easy to send a letter to your family. So you had Mamish, let's say, once every couple of months, he was able to send a letter. So he sent a letter at the end of the summer. And there, what the Reb Levick wrote in the letter is that she should make sure, since he's not sure when the letter is going to come to her, has to go through the censorship, they have to read everything that says in the letter. So she's not sure when he's not sure when she's going to get the letter. He wants to make sure that she gets the letter before he takes Kislev. He wants to make sure that every year takes Kislev is to have a Fabringen in the shul, a big festive celebration. And he wants to make sure that even though he's not going to be there, he's in jail, but the celebration that he's going to sell, that there's going to be in the Shalit Eskislev, shouldn't be any effect the fact that he's not there. Shouldn't be Nirgash at all. She should make sure there should be a Geherike Chagigah Eskislev, and there shouldn't be Murgash at all, his not being there. It should be a Freilich Chagigah. So he thought about it. The end of the summer, when he's writing her a letter, making sure that Eskislev Fabringen was a... It's not just that, you know, Gilei Achsidus, it is Kislev, it's not just, it's Galus of La'asid Lavi, it's a breakthrough, which is Negea to the Yefutso Ma'inesecha Chutza, Ka'asi Marda Malka Mashiach. It's much more broader than our little narrow life that we're living in. It's a more universal thing. It's Galus Achsidus, Uftu, which is connected to the Era Gula, it's a Grace Zach. And Chassidim, now we're Chassidim Chabad, we have a Shaykhis Dal Tereba, we have a Shaykhis Chassidis, so we have a Shaykhis of something which is far beyond, much greater than us. And the Fabringen of Yitzchak Kislev is not just, it's more than just the little personal needs that we have. It's more than we're celebrating a Shaykhis Dal Chassidis, a Shaykhis Dal Tereba, we're celebrating Chassidis itself, which is much more greater than us. So that's just a verse when you get Dal Tereba himself says that I'm a Fabringen of Yitzchak Kislev, so Dal Tereba is Maftiach, and I remember the Lashenis, the Fidgar brings it in a Sicha. That is going to be made to you ever is mishtatef is imchasei begufay benishmasei b'mameinis. The Altareba says that he's going to be made to you, that person mina meitzer la merchav mina geshem ala ruach or mina gehenim. Yeah, the elam is bakant mitar nusach. As the Altareba said, that whoever is mishtatef in the simcha is going to be made to you mina geshem ala ruach mina meitzer ala merchav or mina gehenim. So as in the mishtatef the Altareba simcha the simcha of chassidus, even though we have no real understanding, we have no real asagi, and what's the ufto of chassidus. And it's in even to get to Gilei Mashiach, but this is Rav Nashayach is with them. This is Ein Zach. That L'chaim. I'm not sure really what I should speak about here, but from the only people I know is Benji Pearson. Maybe I should speak in Yanam Ashar. I know Rabbi Pearson is with Negetim. Akalpanim. Grade. In the shura, one of these shuras that he put out over there. So David Raskin writes a yichidus that he had to the Rebbe. So he wrote to the Rebbe that he thinks chassidus every day. He learns about chassidus and he thinks chassidus every day. And he doesn't feel that it has any effect on him. He doesn't feel that it has any ashpah on him. What type of life was the given the problem in the art? But he says it doesn't have any, he's a bacher still. Doesn't have any effect on him. So the Rebbe told him in Yechidus, so Mele, he maybe needs another Eitzah, maybe I should learn it from my Marim, as he had a reflect. So the Rebbe answered him, as Kenner Zayn, it's not possible. Can't be that you're learning Chassidus and you're working on it, and you're thinking about it, and it has no effect on you. It's not possible. Lav Dafki, you sense the effect that it has now, maybe it's going to be later, but it's never Pasha that if you're learning Chassidus and you're working on it, it's going to have an effect on you. So that's... Rakopanim, so enough of the Zachen that the Friedrich Eber writes, and if I bring it as Kislev, is to be the... Speak about the mechazik, the inner of limud achsidus. Also in the ayim yom, when the Rebbe gives the vunch to after yitches kislev, so the vunch is l'shana teva b'limud achsidus u'b'darkei achsidus. So the first thing l'shana teva is b'limud achsidus, the learning of achsidus. So maybe I'll just speak about this for a couple of minutes here. this is an important thing because for etlech hasibus. But first, we'll just say the Gufeinian. The Rebbe speaks many times that the frater of speaks about the kodesh nianash teres achsidus. That on one hand we find it's brought in different places of the Friedrich Rebbe's sichas that the gilei achsidus is connected. It came as a remedy or as a cure, as a something to help for different specific problems and needs that people had. So the famous thing that was on the Baal Shem Tov, the world is in a state of isalfus, when a state of farchalishkeit. People were overwhelmed with tirdas haparnasa. There was a big churban then in different kehilas, and people were dreaded and overwhelmed with different with their tirdas, the gashmis to get tirdas. They had no space of mind to connect to davening or to learning and to connect to elukus. So that's what the Baal Shem Tov came to be me'er the oilam from his asalfas. The Baal Shem Tov came, chassidus was the remedy that was able to connect a person through simcha shel mitzvah. He used different methods. Till then, the methods to connect the yid to the Eibishter was, you have to, through learning, through intense learning, through extensive time of learning, and then he got appreciation of Yiddishkeit of Elokus. But if someone didn't have the time to learn, didn't have the peace of mind to learn, didn't have the mind space and the calmness, the yishuv hadas to learn, so there was no way of him connecting to Yiddishkeit, connecting to Elokus, so he felt left out. So it ended, his life ended up being dry. He says, spiritually, his life was totally dried out, and there was no way for him to connect to Torah mitzvahs, to Elokus. The Baal Shem Tov brought in new methods to connect even simple people to the Eibishter, even people which don't have the time to sit and be misamik and tifas sugyas and shas and to appreciate the depth of Chachmas Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connect to the Eibishter. That was the common way then to connect to the Eibishter. That was the common way to connect to Ruchnis and Elokus. So Baal Shem Tov gave different methods of Simcha Shel Mitzvah and Achayis. And he brought it to my love, the pshitas of Eish Pashut, the my love saying Eishis HaTeira, the my love davening. So there was chassidus came and brought out different methods which gave even simple people the ability to connect to the Eishis, different ideas and new values and new inyanim, which gave everybody the ability to connect to Elokos. You didn't have to be a grace of Gerlamdin, or grace or have time to be a big Lamdin. Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Chayis, Tmimus, Pshitas, I mean, there's Fashidna inyanim, which the Baal Shem Tov brought out. The depth that there is in even the most simple and external movement of a yid. He brought out the Eimek and the Pnimius, which gave even people which don't have the time for it to connect and to feel a deep and a real connection to the Eibishter. So the fact that the Baal Shem Tov came to give this new type of connection to the Eibishter, that was a response to a certain need, to a certain lack that there was. You couldn't connect in a way of learning deeply, so we gave you another method of connecting to the Eibishter through Simcha Shel Mitzvah, through bringing out the pnimius and the neshama of saying Eisei Satayra, Eisei Satfila. And then that the same thing you could have today also. There's a different type of isalfas that could exist today also, but a person can feel within himself that he doesn't feel uvgalep, doesn't feel Eisei, doesn't feel a chayis in Torah Mitzvah, doesn't feel meaning in his limud HaTorah and Kiyum Mitzvah, doesn't feel meaning in his Yiddishkeit, doesn't feel a varimkeit in his Yiddishkeit. And there's different chassidus gives the method, chassidus gives the way, gives the advice, and gives the kayach for a person to connect, to find his life, to find his meaning in Torah Mitzvah and in learning and davening. But and there's many areas that chassidus gives a person methods and aitzes and different things for a person to have an approved avedas Hashem. But this the Rebbe speaks many times, specifically when you get to chassidus Chabad, that chassidus didn't come to deal with these specific problems. Didn't come to deal with giving a person a simcha shel mitzvah, or didn't come to deal with give a person meaning and chamimus in avedas Hashem. Chassidus really came and introduced a totally new life, a totally new era, a new nefesh, a new neshama. The Altar was a neshama chadasha. That's a new life, a new level of reality. Legamri. It's a different life, a life which is be'etzem more mufshit from all these pratis dekanitz. The emes will say l'chaim l'ritaram. We'll say a little l'chaim, maybe. Maybe we'll sing a chassidish nigun, so we'll think over what I want to say over here. I'm sorry. L'chaim.
That's very good, by the way.
Yeah,
it's 100%. Big, big, very big, yeah, very bad. The
Right.
Huh?
Show you what the rabbi told him.
Just to give an example, just to explain a certain point. Give an example of one point of one Indian, which is successful. Chassidus, just to give you a bissel gemetz vashtevin of a bissel vasa handled zich. I'm talking about the Indian of learning limud chassidus. Take the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, for example. So you have the regular idea, the way things are understood, benigle bechitzenius. Do we understand the pashtus? There's me, there's someone else, we're two distinct people, two different people, different characters, I shouldn't have mentioned. There's a mitzvah in Torah that you're supposed to love your fellow Jew. To love your fellow Jew. That's the pashas. You're one person, another person. You're supposed to love every Yid. Now, penigla, the mitzvah is, there's no real limit in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to love every single Yid. So, a person could have a hard time fulfilling this mitzvah, let's say. I'm talking about even, just to bring an example of a pashtus, of one mitzvah. Person can have a hard time fulfilling this mitzvah. You have a person, first of all, you could have you don't appreciate the other person's qualities, two different types of people. He's one type of guy, you're a different type of person. How you're able to have avatim, to love him. You're totally two different style people, two different types of people. So how you say, a person can have having a hard time being mekayim this mitzvah, let's say, after the rechukamaychum. Having a hard time doing it. That person is different than him. That person could be maybe he feels that he's lower than him. Whatever the reason might be, he's having a hard time feeling being a kind of the mitzvah. So you can look for an eitzah, you look for advice or a method how to be able to be a kind of this mitzvah. Avos Yisrael v'yizavshas zayin. The same thing is with mitzvahs Avos Hashem. I'm not going to say, I'm saying you can use example from all these mitzvahs. Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Emunas Hashem. The same exact issue. These are basic fundamental mitzvahs that a person could have a hard time fulfilling these mitzvahs. Avos Hashem, I mean, you don't need Avos Yisrael as a mitzvah which. Al Pinigla, it's very hard to fulfill this mitzvah. And it's simple to love every Yid. A person is attracted to certain things. That person's qualities I'm not attracted to. I dislike those qualities. I dislike that person. How shall I make that mitzvah? Or the same thing, mitzvah Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, the Eid Kayetzib, Emunas Hashem. All these type of mitzvahs that a person can have a hard time fulfilling them. Let's see, a person needs an advice, let's say, to make a certain mitzvah. You need advice to a certain Indian of Avos Hashem. So what's the derech of chassidus? You could have other drachim, Let's see if Musa is going to go to explain how it's harmful to live with hate and with dislikeness in your heart. If you're going to live, if you're going to always be sensing the other person's differences that the other person has from you, and the fact that he doesn't, that his personality and your personality is, you don't suit each other, so it's going to be harmful to the person. So it's a good eitzah to love the other person, to have a good positive attitude towards him. Because if you can have a negative attitude towards him, it's partially going to be harmful for your life, let's say. That's the shita of Musa, to bring out how without doing the mitzvah, without doing these positive behaviors, the way they're written in Torah, it's partially going to be harmful for a person. It's not going to be, it's going to bring toxic energy in you if you're not going to have a Yisrael, let's say. But that doesn't actually change, that gives you an incentive to do the mitzvah. It doesn't actually change. It doesn't deal with the source of the issue, what the reason why you're not being able, why you're not able to accommodate. So you pasha tava doesn't change your attitude towards the other person. It just gives you a certain push to be mekayim because of the negative side of not fulfilling it, let's say. And every mitzvah has this idea, kayetze b'zeh. Avas Hashem, because avas elam hazeh tegnish, because if you can have avas elam hazeh, that's mainly the shita of Muslim. If you have avas elam hazeh, so it's going to bring you to, elam hazeh gets you to negative places. Kayetze b'zeh. What is Chassidus? What's the eighth of Chassidus, let's say? Chassidus, how does Chassidus help out? There are many people came to the Rebbe in Yechidus and complained that they have a hard time fulfilling the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. So the Rebbe always told them to learn Perek Lamed Beis and Tanya and to learn the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael and Derech Mitzvah Secha. Where's the Alter Rebbe explained there? Where's the Tzema Tzadik explained there? I'm not going to go through long B'yurim here, but the point that the Tzema Tzadik explains is that Be'etzem, every Yid, the most important factor of a person is his Nesham is Pnimis. And the chetzeni is gashmius, or is different. The fact that his personality is, and the qualities that a person has, the external qualities a person has, that's tuffel. That's not an important factor altogether. That's not his mahos. That's not his pnimius. That's not what's important in a person. What matters to a person is, every person has an neshama, he has his link to the Yevusha, he has nefesh elikis, and that's what's most important, the most important factor by a person. And that factor by a person, each person has it equally. This is not a regular type of eitzah to a problem. This eitzah only works if you totally change your perspective, totally change the plane of the way you look at the inyan. Benigla, you're one person, that person is another person, and you look at him the way a person appears, the way the metzias appears in itself. Bechitzeni is begali, is the person's midas, his chayis, his seichel, midas, his character, and you have your character, and that's the way you evaluate another person. Chassidus comes as megala, first of all, a whole new element within a person. There's an neshama that he has, which has a whole different element, which is not nikar b'chitzenis. And Chassidus explains it, what the neshama is, and gives you the ability to identify this neshama in yourself, and to work on yourself, that this element in you, this dimension in you, which is the neshama, that should be the main, to realize, to understand that that's the most important dimension in your life. That's the only thing that really matters. And your levushim that you have, your character that you have, your personality that you have, the chitzeni is the life that you have, that's only a tafel, that's just an emtsai in order to get to, in order to express your nesham in a certain way. But your life, yourself, your I, is not your chitzeni is the character, which is the regular natural self that you live with. There's a deeper dimension in yourself, a neshama, which that's your real self, that's the ikr, and the guf and the chitzeni is a tafel. And when a person gets to the recognition that there is a pnimius in himself, and he changes his mindset about himself, and then he's able to view the other that same way in the other person. That's an eitzah for avos. Then he's able to appreciate and have a love and have an avah towards another yid. But the eitzah of avos yisrael l'chassidus only works. It's not. You can't stay in the same realm, the same understanding, in the same darga, the way it is in nigla. See, if you stay, this person's gonna have the same understanding the way he had of what a person is and how he evaluates himself, how he evaluates someone else. If he's going to stay with the same understanding, the Chassidus is what it's not. Chassidus can't be an Eitzah for the Indian of Avos Yisrael. Chassidus is an Eitzah for Avos Yisrael, let's say, but only if you elevate yourself and you bring into yourself the mode, the dimension that Chassidus speaks about. And in order to bring into yourself the dimension that Chassidus speaks about, that's an Aveda for itself. You have to leave your way of viewing the Indian. You have to leave your way of understanding the whole idea and go into a whole different plane of the Sananda is the Neshama Bechlal. Okay, we hear this idea of Neshama. We're used to the idea of Neshama. But I'm saying, let's say we wouldn't have been aware of this Indian. You're dealing with you're living with your regular self the way you live with on a daily basis. And there you're struggling to mitzvah Avos Yisrael, let's say. And the Eitz of Chassidus only works first if you discover, you introduce yourself to a whole new dimension of self. What I'm saying is that in order for Chassidus to actually enrich a person's life and to help him out and to give him Eitzis for things that he's taki in need of, which every person is taki in need of certain things. Say, someone needs an Eitzah for a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, but that's just that's Belosh Nikir. That's a good example. Everybody of us has a problem with Avos Yisrael. I don't know if he cares so much the fact that we're not being mekayim a mitzvah is after that. But every person has problems which is in his chitzenis deka life. And chassidus is taki an Eitzah, is a trufa, is a healing, is a remedy, which could actually help a person to take care of the issues and the chesreinis and the heder achayis that the person has. But the only way that chesedis could actually accomplish this is if a person lets himself get into the world and to the life that chesedis is introducing. You can't stay in your same old dal damis and live your same experience in the past and use chesedis as eitzis to fix yourself. Someone's going to want to use Avos Yisrael, someone is going to have an issue with someone else, he's going to think about the fact that he has an neshama. So that's not a real permanent change. It's not going to be a real Eitzah for his Avos Yisrael. The Pali still is going to dislike the other person because he's still machshev and meyakar the chitzenis of the other person. The only way that chassidus is going to give a person an Eitzah for his difficulties in becoming mitzvah Avos Yisrael is if he actually lets himself get introduced to the new dimension of what chassidus comes to explain a person. That's in every single area. I'm just bringing one example, but that's in every single area. But sargenish meider zayn is ten of them. But akopanim. What I'm trying to bring out with this is the importance of learning a maimer, learning chassidus itself, learning a maimer chassidus. Because sometimes people, usually you sit down by a sefer, by a maimer chassidus, because you want something from it. Someone's looking for a little bit, wants to elevate himself a little bit. Some person wants a little bit more meaning. People have different motives why they're opening up a sefer chassidus, what they want from the maimer. The poel, usually, it's not that a person's going to learn a maimer, not an it's going to automatically help him in the personal thing that he's looking for. So as Zeltan Azach, it might be a better idea to maybe look in Pelishes for him. They might have more straightforward and more pashat advice for specific, distinct needs that a person has. Usually, this Indian, that Indian, it doesn't deal directly with the issues that you're coming to, that you're interested, that you're, it's not addressing your problem, the reason why you're looking up at the Sefer. But the MS is that the reason why is because the Eitzes of Chassidus and Ishkin are not regular Eitzes. It's elevating a person and bringing him a whole deeper element to his life. And when you're in touch, when you're in tune to this deeper element of your life, to your neshama, then things are dealt with in a whole different oifen. And the only way for a person to introduce himself to a deeper dimension of himself and to a deeper akara of what the world around him is, what Torah Mitzvah is, what his Mitzvah is, is by learning, and by forgetting for a few minutes your own personal things that you're dealing with, and to focus on, to concentrate on the inyana that the maimer is saying. L'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim. Get there unless you get into the Indian. But that's not the MSA way of fixing the problem. The fellowship. It's a bandit. It's not a shini pli. Bifa zega zista. He's not coming. Twice. When's go up and coming?
You need a few weeks. You did a very good job. Keep it up. You did a very good job. Schneider's good job. Schneider said you did a good job.
Huh? What?
God's good to see you.
Gopin is coming. What's, your father's coming, Rabbi Gopin?
Yeah.
He's coming.
It's
traffic. A lot of traffic.
That's just the craft hour.
Yeah, it's okay.
L'chaim.
Look up some good bars. Good joke.
Yeah, the MS says that there's... It's coming on the Indian. A person.
Kind of shot.
Yeah, so that coming on in them. But the point of the matter is that's the main. There's two points that's negate to understand. I mean, this is Bavusta Ma'is. Everybody knows the story with the Alter Rebbe and Rebbe Chaim Durer. You're aware of the story, yeah? With the Rebbe Chaim Durer, with his Talmud, the two Chaverim.
No, we're not.
They didn't hear the story.
No.
Bavusta Ma'is is finished.
No.
You don't know the story. Akopanim. This is a famous story. We'll just say the story. Just Sigavez. Every person, please. Sigavez, there was a Alter Rebbe a chaver. What are the Talmidim of the Magid? His name was Rebbe Chaim Kalam Durer, which actually, I think the Rebbe reads in the Rishimis that he was from the Talmidim Magid, which was very close to the Alter Rebbe, and he had the Seres Nefesh of the Alter Rebbe. So you do it that certain Talmidim Magid didn't. There was a certain some of them Hamgahat and the Alter Rebbe that the Alter Rebbe wasn't, and there was certain Talmidim Magid which were. Which were dedicated to the Alter Rebbe, and they helped him, and they took. And so it says that when he got to Rebbe Chaim Kalam Durer, that he had Mesiras Nefesh at the Alter Rebbe. This is what it says in the thing in the Rishimis. So he was one of the Talmidim Magid with Shat Chassidim, and there happened to be one of the Alter Rebbe's Talmidim and one of Rebbe Chaim Kalam Durer's Talmidim were very good friends, best friends. One of the Chassidim was a Chassid of the Alter Rebbe, and one of his friends was a very close friend, lived in the same town, which was the Chassid of Rebbe Chaim Kalam Durer. Rebbe Chaim Kalam Durer had the shit of the other Talmidim Magid, which was the Tzadik of Manasseh Yechayeh. Satav Manasseh Yechayeh means, this is just a simple thing which is to get to understand, that B'chlolos, the uftah of Hashem, the uftah of Gidli Teres Achsidis was to megale the pnimius. Regularly, the average person, regular people like us, we live with the external face of things, with the chitzenius of the inyan. This is the part of the reality that we experience is the chitzenius, the part of the reality, the goof of the inyan, the goof and the chitzenius of the inyan. The Baal Shem Tov was megale, and it was megale in a way that even a regular person is able to sense it and to relate it. Is the neshama of an inyan, the neshama of a yid. He brought a certain the neshama of an inyan. Now, who has access to neshama? Who's able? The regular person is not able to have access to neshama. Person has we don't have the kalim for neshama. We're regular people. We're in touch with the regular physical reality that we're living with. The neshama of inyan, which that's what the Baal Shem Tov was megala, the pnimius of a yid, the pnimius of velt, the neshama of teira. So that is able to be only tzaddikim, people which have the edel hecher and neshamas and edel gufim. They're able to relate and they're able to live with neshama inyanim. And through the fact that a chassid was connected to the tzaddik, he experienced, he was in the sviva of the tzaddik, he spent time around him. So the uftah of Baal Shem Tov was that if you're around the tzaddik, you're able to be affected by the ktusha of the tzaddik. But it's not that you alone were able to experience the neshama life in yourself. By you seeing the tzaddik praving his seder aveda, that was able to have an effect on you to see and to feel a deeper level of reality. But not that you didn't have the keches and the chushin to experience. Like someone sees v'ayid daven mitashtarka aveda. So you don't have the ability to daven b'aveda the way that yid davens. Someone daven as if it's daven shazayin. So if you watch him davening, you experience him davening, it has an effect on you. But it's not that. But you don't have the ability to tap into the reality that he's living in. So al derech zeh the shita of the Baal Shem Tov, which is megala neshama. But in order to connect to the neshama, in order to connect to the gilui teres achdus of the Baal Shem Tov, that was davka through tzaddik b'manasi yechaye. He had to be. Spend time around the tzaddik, foreign tzaddik, he misbattled that tzaddik. And by you being misbattled to him, that gave you the ability to have a shaykhas, to be uvgaleft, and to have the chayas and the slavos as a reishim of the aved of the tzaddik. Not that you were able to tap into the neshama itself. The tzaddik, he had a shaykhas to the neshama. Be'emet golech n'zay neshama. The pnimius of alakus, the pnimius of terah, the pnimius of velt, his own neshama. And by the chassid, being bottled to the tzaddik, giving maimit to the tzaddik, whatever this dharam were, he was able to be affected by the kedusha of the tzaddik. That's something which has just slipped my mind, but I'm the kasha to this. But that's the tzaddik of Nasi Yechayim. And that's Api Pashtis, in order to connect to neshama, to any which is higher than mitzis, higher than guf, any in primi, any of neshama. So that's not everybody's able to access it. I reminded myself, there's a verse of the Friedrich Rebbe actually that he says, I think it's in the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe says that the Baal Shem Tov had gedarft zen. In order to be affected by the Baal Shem Tov, you just had to see him. But gedarft zen. The Magid, so Magid had gedarft foreign. In order to be affected by the Magid, you had to travel to the Magid. Just seeing the Magid, that wasn't enough for a person to have a akara, to be affected by the lukus and by the kedusha of the Magid. You had to travel to him. You had to have a certain tenuah of leaving yourself, to be misbattled to him in order to have an effect on him. Friedrich says that the Rebbe at Megadar Fashtein, the Alter Rebbe wasn't enough to see him, it wasn't enough to travel to him, the Rebbe at Megadar Fashtein. That's a different idea. The Alter Rebbe, you had to already understand him. It wasn't enough to see him or to travel to him, you had to already understand him. That's Abba Zunderino. Rakopanim, but that's Tzadik of Nasi Yechaya. So that was Abchai Kalam Dur. He was a Talmud of the Talmidei HaMagid, and that's the way that was the Seder Aveda. So he gave his Chosid against the Seder Aveda how to keep in the experience that the main connection to Lakus that the Chassidim had was by actually traveling to the Magid, by being around the Daldamas of the Magid, and that, by being around the Rebbes, whoever they were connected to, then they would go back to their Daldamas, so they kept their Chayas and the Slavas that they had while they were in the Sviva, they were spending time around their Rebbes. That was the Talmidei HaMagid. Then there was the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe got Zayin Shit in Chinuch, what he told the Chassidim to do, that his Adrache, what he wanted them to do, to learn Chassidus every day, and to try to Meir Shal Talit. The Alter Rebbe's Eitz in Tanya, Meir Shal Talit, he was Benin in the Maimer, and to try to understand the Maimer, and to internalize it, and to process it in your brain. That's Meir Shal Talit. So this was two Talmidim, two very good friends. One of them was a Mechonech of Reb Chai Kalam Durer. One of them was a Mechonech. He did the Seder Aveda that his Rebbe demanded from him. One of them was the Alter Rebbe as a Mechonech, and he did the Seder Aveda, the Alter Rebbe at Gemont for them. And as they given, and this Chassid Alter Rebbe realized that when they used to go to Shul, they used to daven in the same Shul, daven in the same place. So he realized that his Chaver goes to Shul and Yeder Tog, Brenter Metafayr. Every day has the same Chayas and the same Islavas, or Davin Metakoch, or Mekai Mizis of the Chayas. And he had no, there was no. there was no, how do you say, there was no, how do you say, there was no ups and downs and no, how do you say, back, someone goes back on something, or there was no struggling, no, huh? Well, I'm saying some of that you feel like you're doing progress, and then you feel like you fall back. Not regrets, whatever, okay. Backing, whatever. He was working on himself, let's say. So one day he had a shtikol netiyah talukus. Then the next day or 2 days later, he was back to square one. He was up and down. So he and his friend was always a consistent chayes in his slavas and his avodas Hashem. He was successful, the chinuch of Reb Chaim Kalamduras. Now Trebes Chosid sees that his friend's chinuch was much more effective and much more consistent than the chinuch that Trebes was giving him. And he decided to confront Al Terebe. He told Al Terebe that Zeta Zain Chaver kommt in Shul, Chai Kalam Duras Talmud, and Yeder Tog Brenter via fire. Every day is a Chayes via Slavas and a Chayes Ravin is davening. And him is Nishtaze. I'm all get a snisht. And even when it does go, a day that it goes, the next day it's back to square one. As Yeter Gizok, Al Terebe was listened out to this Chosid's complaint. The Alter Rebbe was verdweket. The Alter Rebbe said, the Chosid was in Zvata, when he told the Alter Rebbe that his friend is davening with the Chayes and the Islamists, he said, as Erbrent, his chaver Erbrent, he hadn't talked about davening. So the Alter Rebbe said, Erbrent, Reb Chaim Kalamdurer Brent in him. That's the Alter Rebbe said. He's burning, Reb Chaim Kalamdurer is burning in him. So, I don't remember the Alter Rebbe's lashon, but the point was that what the Alter Rebbe said was that there's a big difference between, you say, someone asked me before, when I get to you, you asked me, pray the Shechsidus and Chabad Shechsidus. The Eitzah for everything is, Chitzeni is the goof itself, living reality, the only way the Chitzeni of the Inyan, brings problems. Let's say, I just said before, just a simple dogma without going into any major pratim, is the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. If you're just experiencing reality, the Chitzeni is the goof of the Inyan, so the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, you can have difficulty fulfilling the mitzvah. What the eighth is neshama? You make mitzvah the neshama. All yidden are mitzvah the pnimius of a yid. All yidden are one. All yidden are the same. But an average person, we don't have the ability to. We don't have access to the neshama. We can't relate to the neshama. The neshama is a higher type of is with the chamisha chushim of the goof. You can't feel the neshama. So hechre start mitzis. It's a pnimius the keinian. And the part of the neshama which the gabidat darga all yidden are one. That's the pshitas of the neshama. The etzma neshama. That's a very high. That's a high darga. So how is the Yid able to access and able to live his life and to actually conduct himself to feel the neshama attitude on a daily basis? So there's one Eitzah, what's the Eitzah of Tamidei HaMagid, the Tzadik of Nasi Yechaya. By the Tzadik, the neshama was alive. That's his guf was going to ace gedel to guf, and the neshama was bizgalus in his guf. And if you were connected to him, you were bottled to him, whatever the methods were, so you were able to live also a life on a higher plane. But that's the, and even that, you have Bechitzeni, I'm saying, even in okay, I'm again just bringing the Gemara. So that's the call of the Canaan. The Alter Rebbe's vart was not that a person should connect to the that the person in his, even though you stay with your regular natural self, your regular understanding, your regular seichel amidus, but there in the person's dimension of the neshama should actually be understood and become a part of a person's natural self. Should be a part of his seichel, be a part of his midis. The pnimius of the neshama, the inyana, the way the arm is at pnimius, the pnimius of a lukus, the pnimius of the neshama, that dimension of life shouldn't stay which is higher than the reach and higher than the tfisa of the person. But it should be a raptrag and these inyana of the neshama and seichel and midis that a person in his rational understanding, his brain, his mindset, his understanding, his natural self should become, should. That's a different idea. The Alter Rebbe said this. The other, the chaver over there, that's Chaim Chaikel Brent in him. It's not that he has a shaykhis. His senses didn't change. His seichel umidis didn't change. His natural self stayed the same natural self. He's just connected to something. He's connected to a person which is in tune to a deeper reality. And since he's connected to him, so he's bottled to him, so that has an effect on him. But it's not that his senses itself, his seichel umidis, his self changed. What the Alter Rebbe wanted is that in a person's regular understanding, his mayach, and a person's regular basic mayach, and his lave, and a person's regular natural self, there, the inyanim of primis, the inyanim of neshama should become cheder. Which, apashas, what it means is, just take the dogma of the mitzvah of Yisrael that I said before. So the Alter Rebbe explains that the person should understand what type of muhus is the neshama. The person should understand it. And the person should have a feeling through, when you understand the concept of the neshama, the Alter Rebbe gives biurim, gives oisius, what type of life the neshama, what type of mahus the neshama is. The Alter Rebbe gives oisius for it. In the other Talmidei HaMagid, in Chassidus Poylen, they weren't given oisius when you get to the neshama. Because the neshama wasn't supposed to be an inyan that you deal with. It's not a concept. The neshama is not a concept that a person has to understand and bring into oisius. The tzaddik lives the neshama, and the chassid is bottled to the tzaddik, is connected to the tzaddik. B'meila, the tzaddik's neshama life has an effect on the chassid. So there's no need to explain in seichodik terms what type of mitzvah the neshama is. The Alter Rebbe's point was that in a person's regular self life, in a person's regular natural self, in his mayach, in his lev, darkness al arankrich, in there you should understand, and he should his attitude should actually change, his mindset should change based on the inyanim, the way they are b'primis. These, what the mitzias of a yid is, mitzad neshmasa, that a yid's be'etzem one with the Eibishter. These inyanim, the Alter Rebbe give oisis for them, made them concepts in seichel, they're able to understand them. That's the first thing. Made them a concept, an idea. It's not just if you're able to access the neshama, you're able to live the neshama, you have it. And if you're not able to live a neshama life, you don't have it. He explained them in words. He gave them terms. He made them concepts. So once the Alter Rebbe gave these primis de kinyanim, he gave them oisis, he made them ideas, he made them terms, you're able to learn about it and to relate it. And the point wasn't just to learn the chitzenis de terms. The point was that Alter Rebbe was mavish these inyanim in seichel in a way that you should be able to relate it and actually make it a part of your natural self taka. So then, that's the emissa eitzah. Person's having a hard time with Avos Yisrael, let's say. So the Alter Rebbe's, the uftoch chassidus chabad is that the inyana, the way they are bepnimi, is that a yid ikar mitziyosis is neshama. And that a yid kol Yisrael be'etzem are one mahus. We're all mushrashim ba'avaya echot. Understand what it means, avaya echot. What it means that a yid is mushish in avaya echot. To actually first understand what's the pshat that all yidin are really one. And to understand that all other inyana besides for this avaya echot is chitzenis, is tafel. Taka exists. I have my character, he has his character. But that's tough. To actually sense that it's a tough. To be a margish that it's a tough. To understand that it's a tough. That's the... And I've done that from Pashat Lef to Pashat Learn. And it's not enough to learn a mimer that deals with the thing that you want to learn a mimer that deals with the issue that you're interested in knowing. That you're dealing with the issue that you're... There is no mimer like that. That only deals with the issue that you want to understand. The mimer is introducing Bechlal, Elikus, in Oasis and in terms that a person should be able to relate it. When a person gets involved, it's all one world, the world of Chassidus. All one world being Megale, the Pshitas of Elikus, and the truth of Elikus, B'meila, the truth of a Yid, and the Pnimis of Torah in Oasis, and in Musagim, in terms, and in ideas that we should be able to understand and to relate to them. So every Ma'amar is being Mekarev Elikus, with Oasis, with Musagim, with ideas, with concepts, they should be able to relate to Elikus, and once we're able to understand it and have a little sense in that reality, automatically a person's whole life changes and his whole attitude and everything changes. Once the pnimi se'inyin is a part of your musagim, it changes everything. I'm not sure what time it is, but he was supposed to. I don't know. This is a trick. I'm not sure what's the. He's coming or he's not coming?
He's coming.
Okay. L'chaim. Huh? I was supposed to speak for 20 minutes, but...
Shotside, we bargained for.
Shotside, yours, Archie? What's your name? Where is it? L'chaim.
Huh?
The Eilam Fashtet was Meret, or... You have to understand, you just know this, that I was thinking, I don't know anybody over here, but I know a couple of people here. But you should just know that you're getting a light, getting starting a little bit officially. You're starting to hit a little bit of real life. So that's, you'll, if you don't know this now, you'll realize this one day that Chassidus is real. It's something which is negiah to real life. Actually, the Rebbe Rashab writes in the Movit to the Ayem Yoim, the Reinfer. The Rebbe calls the letter that he put in the beginning the Reinfer to the Ayem Yoim. So the Rebbe Rashab writes there that the Aveda Vitas Kislev is Me'erer the Ratzin V'Chefetz Pnimi from Nekudas Atzmi Yisalev Azam Yisardzach. But the point is whether you can Me'erer this Ratzin Pnimi from Nekudas Pnimi Yisalev. But the point is that Chassidus is something that's Negea to the very essence, to the very to the very where the nekudah of the person is. Where your reality is. Where do you place your? Where's your mahus? If you're living the basic chitzenis dekeshel of reality, the regular world that everybody else lives, and the regular self that everybody else experiences, and that's taka where you're always going to experience, or the Alter Rebbe introduced, and there's issues there, there's akarchas, there's going to be problems, the chitzenis deke world, if it's detached from its primis, because one of the things the Alter Rebbe was megala taka, yeah, it's all language, but the Alter Rebbe, what megala gevan, that the Eivishter, which is Ein Seif, is the pnimius of the reality itself. It's not something. It's not something else. It's not a different world. That still is not a fourth world. That's the true essence. That's the true mahus. That's the true identity of the chitzenistic world that we're experiencing. So, if you detach the pnimius from the chitzenis doesn't function normally. If you're living with the external part of things, with only the external part of reality, with the external part of yourself, you're detached from the pnimius of your metzias itself. So there's going to be issues al karcha. I'm just being a chitzenis to get dugma of the mitzvah of Yisrael. But there's going to be issues because it's not shaykh be'efanacha. Because if the chitzenis is detached from its primis, that itself is problematic. And that makes problems. That's the machine is not functioning normally. So the Alter Rebbe gave us the ability to actually live with, to understand, first of all. Understanding is not just about intellectual understanding, to understand something. It's to bring the inyanim of primius al course, the inyanim of the sham, inyanim of primius, to bring them in aesias and terms and a musagan that we were able to relate to. The seichel is just a method to bring the inyanim into your life. That's the whole life. It's not about seichel. It's not about understanding it. Not Chabad is about understanding al course. It's a way to bring al course to a person, in a way for you to relate and the primius should become a part of your life. So we're using Aisyas and Munacham of Seichel in order to bring the Inyan to your life. I mean, this is a famous mashal. Rabbi likes chazing this mashal always. That, for example, I'm Muslims between the way Chassidim say Chassidus and the way the Rabbeim speak Chassidus. They have a real artist. You have someone that knows how to copy someone else's art. That's not a real. A real artist is that he's able to be mitzayer an experience, to take an experience and to bring it down, someone that knows that it has an art in the Guinness. So he knows how to translate the feeling in a song. So it's not that he knows how to make lyrics that should reflect the feeling. He knows that the true art is, he knows how to translate the feeling in a song. He knows how to translate a nafshistic experience in a piece of art. So the Rabbeim is nishtepes that they're meretepes oisius. The Alter Rebbe is giving us a way to connect to the Inyan through oisius. Through musagam and through oisius, he's giving us a method to connect to the Indian, to connect to Lakos, to connect to the pnimius of what a yid is and what the reality of the world is. And once this pnimius and this Lakos is something that we actually implant a little bit in our life, we connect with it a little bit, so it changes the person's entire life. It makes them a different samach ta'alz be'efanach. And in order for a person to connect, you have to have a little patience. There's no other way. You have to push it, learn. Extensive learning, spend time every single day, an hour and a half, and patiently and calmly. So learn it, and slowly you tap into the. Today you have tapes and things, people have many different people, you could listen to whoever you want. But the point is, I just want to mention this, the same thing they say, the Gemara with the art school sometimes. People have a hard time learning Gemara, let's say. It could be even most chitzenis there. They never got really the gist of how Gemara works. And they use art scroll. But if you just use art scroll just as a way that the art scroll teaches you, so you're never really going to have a real feel of what Gemara is, and you're never really going to grow in your Havana and learning. You have to use art scroll or whatever, any Sifri Ezer, the Sifri Ezer. It's ways for you to tap into the Inyan. You listen to Sheikh Siddis, so it's very easy. Maimar Chassidus is a hard thing to learn. Yeah, that's something. Sifiris, Inyana, Madregas. You're coming from you woke up in the morning, you drank a coffee, you're eating cake, to get or start tapping into the inyana that the Maimar is speaking about, it's a tough thing. It's not an easy thing. It's the Iber Levinish. You're not in that world altogether. So it's an easy thing. People get used to listening to Ashir. So you're learning Chassidus, listen to Ashir. But you never really get the feel, you're never really getting the Inyan because you're never really learning yourself. You're never really working over the Inyan yourself. You're never really processing a Maimar. I mean, there's many, many advantages. Especially I'm talking about even advantages that you could feel in taking a Maimar Chassidus by yourself without the headphones or whatever. A voice clapping in your ear, and actually trying to learn the mimer. So of course, you need to, you know, person needs help to learn a maimer. You can't start opening up a sefer chassidus unless you have mamish, you have a chush in that, and to sit and to work again and again. Of whether you're going to get somewhere just with looking at the sefer, looking at the maimer again and again. But it's good to hear a shir, a hemshech, a maimer. It doesn't make a difference. But never to rely just on the shir that you're hearing. Only use a shir to tap into the inyan and to later learn the maimer itself. You never learn a maimer just by hearing a shir. You learn a maimer, listen to the shir, and then you go weiter. That way of learning a maimer, the maimer never entered your system as a gaitis, because you were passive while you were learning it. You're just listening to the shir. That's a very passive. Your mind is not working at all. You're just letting information flow through your system, and the maimer never really gets registered in your mitzvahs, and it doesn't have the same effect. You can listen to a shir in order for it to give you the push to later sit down by the sefer by yourself without listening to the shir, and to sit and learn the maimer, clap in the ivre, uptach in the ivre farzich af yiddish, or English, whatever language is good for you, and to think over the concept that's saying over here, and to try to spend time. It takes a little time. You spend an hour and a half a day, an hour in the morning. You have a lot of time. Spend an hour in the morning. It's going to, for sure, have a very, very good, a lot of good advantages for yourself. You should know. It's going to make a lot of changes in your life. It's going to help you very, very much. But I'm just trying to say this point, that falein learn it. There's no other etzah. You have to take a maimer chassidus by yourself, quietly, after you listen to the shir, or whatever it is, whatever you want to give you to tap into the inyanim, or you read a sefer ezer, a translation, or a beer. But later you take the maimer on your own, and you clap through the etzah sarav itself. It's a whole different inyan. And then you sense a little bit the Asis, the Divrei Rav itself. You can have your own little appreciation of Divrei Rav. So it's a whole different contact with the Indian. Then you're tak able to feel the Indian. Oh, my first ton in Ashtendika. Anyway, L'chaim, L'chaim, L'chaim. Huh? It's coming?
It's coming.
Oh, okay, good. The Rebbe used to say a mashal, by the way, that it's all, okay, good. Rabbi, he used to say a mashal, that the doctor once told someone that he's very, very skinny, he has to gain weight. But so he told him he has to eat. So this guy went to the mirror, and he put food into his stomach, and he wanted to see if it's going to grow, and he didn't see that it grows. So maybe he went back to the doctor, and he didn't. People, you learn, it's not that you learn one mimer, you start sensing yourself and putting the thermostat if something's happening or not. You have to get involved a little bit, and it's a little bit work, but it's worthwhile work, and that's the only way that chassidus could have an effect and become part of your life. There's no other way. The only way for chassidus to have an effect on you is if it becomes part of your life. It's not, you can't just use, you have to take the likute eight, Tanya's likute eights, take the likute eights of Tanya. It's Gaitish, does it? There's the whole Tanya, there's the beginning, there's the end, there's the Gemara, a couple of kashas in the Gemara. How is that Aegis in your life? No one knows. The questions on the Gemara. Or Biurim, a different Mamari Azair, Aegis in your life. You can't detach the Aegis of the Tanya from the Etzim Sefer HaTanya, from the Chassidus and the Lekus that the Alter Rebbe is introducing. Because the Aegis that the Alter Rebbe is giving is to live with your Pnimius. That's the basic Aegis. That there's a Pnimius in the Chitzenius. It's not that you can live the Chitzenius like a life, and there's Aegis for your Chitzenius like a life. The Eitzah is that there's a pnimius to the Chitzenius. You're going to stay the Chitzenius the life that you're living in, but you should be aware of the inner court that's in that Chitzenius. There's a pnimius, there's a certain expression of a lukus in your Chitzenius the life. And to tap into this pnimius, you have to learn Chassidus, Pashat Kipshut, you have to learn Chassidus, and that's the only way. And it's limud Chassidus, Pshutik HaMashmai, you have to learn. And it's not easy to learn, you have to get in touch a little bit with Divrei Rav. I'm leaving soon, so I'm just... But this is actually a good story. I'm not staying here for a long time. L'chaim, l'chaim. Sorry, Shmaka Maisa. Maybe they'll know the story. With the Tata Sender Renner, is that the content of Maisa? Okay, you can sing it again. Okay, now I'm saying it again. That's on the Maisa. Ay, 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 ay
Yeah.
L'chaim. People think sometimes that learning chassidus about the erein tzeiv, dargis, keser, and yonim, atzmos, chveis, things that are not, I'm not dealing with these, what do I have to know about these pesgreises, zachen, erein tzeiv, and yonim? How do these things enrich the life that I'm living? It has nothing to do with me. This is not a new point. Just what I'm saying before. The Nekuda of the Alter Rebbe's Eitz is that Ein Seif and the Eibishter is not the some lofty idea somewhere in the Likus. That is the pnimius of the life that we're living. The pnimius of the life that we're living is Ein Seif. There's no word in Chassidus that's coming to discuss. Chassidus is not Kabbalah. Kabbalah came to deal with the mystery, the different higher planes that there are in reality, where the world evolved from. Maybe it's a simon that I should leave. Anyway, I actually do remember who I heard from, that Kfar Chabad, the birds, a lot of birds near the yeshiva, and they don't control where the who's they machen. So they have these bachim sometimes. Actually, the birds fly around in zal. They have this bachim that daven b'aveda b'sechveis 4 or 5 hours, and then there was be a bird that would give a little bit, send his poop as a on the cup from the bachim. It would give him a I'll go upon him, but. Yeah, we don't have these problems. We don't have the problem. But what was I saying before? So there's no word in Chassidus which is Tam coming to explain some Sefer Yetzirah or how the world is created, the Psinyana from Eretz Sof. Chassidus is coming to connect a person and to make him be aware of, to discover to him the pnimius of his life, the pnimius of the world that he's living. Not on higher level where the world came from. We're not dealing with where the world came from. We're dealing with what's the pnimius of the life that you're living. The pnimius of the world that we're living. The pnimius of this. And in order to... The pnimius of this world is the Eibishter himself. That's the pnimius of the life that we're living. It's hard for us to understand it, but that's what we have to... That's why there's so many Biurim Chassidus to explain that. It would be easy to explain that the Eibishter created the world. Creator doesn't mean that he's the pnimius... And he's the inner core of the life that we're experiencing. We want to bring out that the life that we're experiencing, the challenges that a person has, the world that you're living in, that's all an expression of the Eibishter himself. That's really what Chassidus came to bring to me, Megale Ein Ed Malvade, that the life that we're living is an expression of the Ein Sof of the Eibishter himself. That the world that we're living in, the life that we're living, the Metzias of a Yid, this is exactly the way it is. The pnimius atzmus ein soif baruch hu. This is the pnimius of our mitzvahs. And to explain it, to explain how in the difficulties of a person's life and the pratim of a person's life, the pratim of the world that we're living, in these pratim and in this mitzvahs, is really an expression of the Eibishter himself. Does Am Vashtein? Elukos Lachor is Pshitis. Elukos is Ain't Safe. And the world that we're living in is Pratim, is Gvol, is Tzir. How is it that an Eibishter which is Ain't Safe could be the Pnimius of a divided and a distinct and a Tzir and a Gvoldic world? You have to explain. There's Eretz, there's Kalim. There's the Matthias of Kalim, which there's division of there, no division of there. That's all to explain how the Pnimius and the Ain't Safe of the Eibishter is expressed within the life that we're living. Chassidus is not here to explain what was the method that the Eibishter created the world. We don't care about that. When Chassidus asks the question, how is it the Eibishter is Ein Sof, so how is there Gvul? We're not coming to explain. It's a theoretical question. The world is Gvul. How did the Eibishter make it if he's Pshitis? The question is, if the world is divided, the world is limited, so how could we relate to Pshitis? How could we connect to Pshitis? How is this an expression of Ein Sof? To use the same language of the Sprach that says in Eitz Chaim. But it means we're trying to bring out something totally different. And the simon is that in Kesivri Kabbalah, we don't deal with Nefesh Bahamas, Nefesh Elokis, and Teira Mitzvahs B'chad HaMachta. We deal with Seder Shtashlos. And Chassidus is speaking about how you speak about Ein Sof, and then the next line of Amr will be that through Teira Mitzvahs you connect with Ein Sof. We're not coming to... And the different Pratim and Mitzvahs is the Musik of Kalim. I'm not going to go into the Biurim. But Akapana, the point I'm trying to bring out is that the Alter Rebbe is Nekudas Ha'etz in Tanya, Kikarev Elecha Davar Ma'ed. What's the Alter Rebbe's answer? Karev Elecha Davar Ma'ed. It's very close to you. The Rebbe's Madrish, Karev Elecha, the Alter Rebbe says, Karev Elecha Davar Ma'ed. Ma'ed means very, Torah says the word very. If it's possible that Elkus is closer, if there's anything that could be closer to you, then Elkus is not Karev Ma'ed. Karev Ma'ed means that it's very close. You can't imagine something closer to you than Adavar Hazeh, than Elkus. How is that possible? So the Alter Rebbe is going to give 100 explanations how Meir Shatel Alev, this beer, that beer, which you have to understand this beer. But it says, the Alter Rebbe is coming to explain how Elkus is Karev Ma'ed, very close. Very close, you can't imagine something closer than Elkus. The answer is that the Alter Rebbe's point is that Elkus, that's the Pnimius. That's the muhus of the life that you're living. That's the Pnimius. Your neshama is not some level in you. That's the core behind everything that's going on in your system. The famous Kasha Chassidus that how could you have a mitzvah of Haftas Shama Lekecha? How could they say you should love the Eibishter? You should love Elikus. What if I don't love the Eibishter? You can't tell a person, you can't command you to love someone. If I'm interested in him, I like the traits that he has, so then I love him without you telling me. And if I don't love him, so then the tzivi is not going to help. Tzivi cannot change a feeling or an attitude that a person has in his nefesh. Because that's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe answers 100 times in the Torah that's why he said before Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When you understand Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's not possible that you shouldn't love him. That's what the Alter Rebbe says a couple of things. If you're going to be mizbein Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, bevadai you're going to come to Vahafta. That's what the Alter Rebbe's lashon in the Torah a couple of times. If you're going to think, if you're going to understand Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, bevadai you'll for sure love the Eibishter. What does that mean? Well, the basic answer is when you understand that Elokus, that's the pnimius of everything, that's the pnimius of your life, then you're one with it. You are one with it. That is who you are. What's this? The idea of love is the link, the connection between two things, the unity of two things. That everything is all about Elokus, that you understand, you'll shma you, so you'll understand that your life is really all is one and an expression of the Eibishter himself, automatically va'afta. We just understand their beer, but the point is that Chassidus gave us the kelim to understand and to feel and to live with a pnimi is the ke'inyin. With the inyan pnimi, which is something which is the basic, they say the vein that connects everything together, the vein which is the core which brought everything into being, which is the reason why everything is here, and gives meaning behind everything that's going on, brings out the unity of everything that's going on within a person himself, within the world around him, I mean within Yiddishkeit, within everything. But that pnimi is, you can't stay in the world of the chitzenius and live off the pnimius. Of course, there's certain things, even without learning chassidus, that Alter Rebbe and the Rabbeim implanted within the universe itself. That's a davar barer. But in order for a person to actually use out and to live with the pnimius and should actually help him, he has to introduce them into his life. That's through limud. That's through understanding. That's through bringing them into him. That's from learning. You have to learn. It's this process to learn. It's that kind of process. And there is no, the Rebbe said by Fabringer once that when it comes to limud and understanding, no one understands everything. Everybody understands something. So really, everybody's equal. It's just that a person should have the seichel and the musagam are just a way, it's just a method for you to tap into the topic, to the idea. We're not interested in you understanding the inyan. It's not about the understandings. It's not about the rayas and the echrechim. This Alter Rebbe used seichel as a method to connect you with an inyan. The way, it's art. The art is there as a method that you should experience the experience that the artist experienced. So he had a certain feeling, a certain experience. He was malbashir in a nigin, malbashir in art. So if you get all the intricacies, how the art works, it's not important. The point is to get some feel of the experience that he invested in the art. And that, everybody could have some feel, some little understanding to tap in a little bit into the inyan that Alter Rebbe is bringing out through the terms that he's saying. So if you're going to get exactly all the chachm of the art, that no one gets the whole chachm of the art. It's all seichel aliki. But to connect with the energy that's within the art, the experience that the person invested in the art, that anybody is able to experience that. Anybody is able to have some, tap in a little bit into the chayis, into the air that's there. And that little chay, that little pnimius, brings a whole different dimension to a person's life. The little understanding that a person has, the little air that you bring into yourself, will bring in a whole new life in your system, a whole new life, and a whole new perspective in your life. And that's Mekanesh Meshayar Zayn, the Mekanesh Meshayar Zayn, the Gedol Inyan. Yesh Harbi Ma Ledaber Al Zeh, but Be'emes, I don't know anybody that's sitting here, and I don't, I'm not Mamish, the Mashpia Koli that could bring for the whole Das Achsidim. But Das Avim Zecharayin Trachten in them. Huh? But I wanted to tell you before a story, actually. Story. My second is Zogan Alamo. L'chaim, l'chaim. So it's a meisel. This is a good meisel. This is a kadoizdik story a little bit. That a kurtza meisel, but it's a negedik story. It's connected to the point that I'm saying, but this is an important story. As to given a yid, a chosid of the Tzamach Tzedek, the Rebbe Mara of the Tzamach Tzedek, actually, a very posh yid. Tzamach Tzedek told him once that he should learn in Yechidus. A posh yid. Tzamach Tzedek told him he should learn the Tzenorena. Tzenorena was the Tanakh Afidish. She learned Tanakh Afidish. Yeah, it's a famous story, Kobi. To learn the Tanakh Afidish, and it's Mekayim given. A posh the Yid, Tzamach Tzedek told him he should learn the Tzenorena. You should have a kvias midi and biyemi to learn Tanakh in Yiddish. Hot Hotter learned Tanakh Afidish. By here, Yoim, he had a son, and the son passed away. And he learned the story with Elisha and the Isha Shunamis. That Isha Shunamis is a very interesting maisa, you should know. The Isha, the maisa with the Isha Shunamis, it was an after Parshas Chayisara. No? Told us, Chayisara. Huh? Vayetze. Huh? Vayera. That's not the Isha Achas, that's Chayisara. Vayera. So there, it's an interesting story, by the way, Isha Shunamis, that she is there, Achsidish Indian over there, that she made for Elisha, Aliyah, he made for him a special room. She didn't ask him for any bracha, she didn't ask him for any. She knew that he was a tzaddik. She told her husband, Shivayarki, Isha Lakim Kaddish, Ever Elena, she made for him a special room that no one should see. It wasn't like a guest room that any guest that comes, he could stay there. She made for him a room just for him. There was no guest. It was only for Elisha Anavi. No one else is able to be there. That's a Hira, by the way. You give a guest room. You make a special room just for him. So you make an apartment for that person himself. It wasn't like it was a room for Elisha Anavi. And then she didn't ask him for any brachas. She was a. He offered her to give her a bracha. So she said, you're offering me. She said, Elisha asked her, what do you need? She said, I don't need anything. I just made a place for you. I'm not coming to take benefit off of you. Agapani gave a bracha for her son, and the son died, and she told Elisha Navi, if you're giving me a bracha, just, I didn't ask you for anything. I didn't ask you for any favors. You gave me the bracha. You gave me the bracha. Just don't make my life miserable. You gave me a bracha. So then, and then, so the Maaseh, the famous story, Elisha Navi lay down on the boy, v'sam piv al piv, v'einav al einav, v'yodav al yodav, and he blew into him a couple of seven times, against the Maaseh, and he zchuf galeb. So this Pashtid read the story in Tanakh. So he did the same thing on his son, Zun Azir gestorben, and he laid down on the boy, and he blew into him a couple of times, and there's Zun Azchuf galeb. Gemash Gart the Maaseh. So then he went back. These Alta Chassidim in Russia, they went to the Tzamach Tzedek, but they lived far. And he didn't go to the Tzamach Tzedek for a couple of years. But then, because he learned Tanakh and he learned the story, so the Tzamach Tzedek gave initially he would have never had a son back. If he wouldn't have known the story, he wouldn't have known the method of how to revive dead people. So he was mamish. He went back to the Lubavitch to thank the Tzamach Tzedek. When he came to Lubavitch, the Tzamach Tzedek wasn't alive anymore. She went after the Pitir Tzamach Tzedek. So he told the Rebbe Marash the story that was the getroffen. So the Rebbe Marash had gezogt, he told the Rebbe Marash that since your father gave me the eitzah to learn the Tzenorena, what the Tzenorena geratev et mein zun. So the Rebbe Marash said, nicht das Tzenorena, so der Tatas Tzenorena. It's not the Tzenorena gematz gewen mein zun, so der Tatas Tzenorena. He said since Chassidus, it's not a piece, Chassidus is a piece, the fact you have a regular piece of art, let's say, so you say your mouth, the artist was malbish the idea within the art. Now you look at the art and you're able to have some contact with the inyan, with the experience that the artist invested in this piece of art or the niggin. So this is always, it's the tatas tenorena. It's not like seichel is seichel, and we're very, very limited people. The fact that we're able to, through learning chassidus, we're able to access and to connect up to the pnimiyus dika dimension which there is within ourselves and within chassidus itself, that's a matanol. It's always stays a matanol ma'ila. Sapela zevit chias amesim. The fact that a person through learning a ma'amar chassidus is able to connect to something deeper, something beyond himself. That's not a regular thing. Learning a ma'amar, you connect to something beyond yourself, and that's always Their tata send that. Rabbi Saw used to say, you know, when I was in yeshiva, when I was in Alteri, Factor Zaga, that the reason why the Rebbe printed behind the Tanya and behind the Look at the Torah and every Sefer Chizkiyahu that was printed, as a sign that I've heard, the Rebbe Tarangish told him, Mafteich in Yonim in the back. The Tanya is Mafteich in Yonim, and there's what do you have to put in Mafteich in Yonim? The Alter Rebbe wrote a Sefer, put the Alter Rebbe Sefer Kameshu. What do you have to add in his Mafteich in Yonim? Or the Rebbe in Samach Vav, you have the Rebbe's Mafteich in Yonim in the back, you have Mar Mekemis, Yunim. What's that from home and the other Zach? So there's Ukutatayr. It's not a Tata Sandorana. That's the fact that Chassidus is any Chassidus. Ukutatayr, Tereir, Tani. It's not that the Alter Rebbe invested a Psalakus in a Sefer. Then you read the Sefer, you have the Inyan. It's always connected. It's always a special power, a special Kayach that there's Aranga Gemin Gavar in Chassidus. That's, I'm a learned Chassidus. You connect to the truth, you connect to the Lukus. Oh, that's learning, and then could be Pearl Yeshua is Benafshe. So the Rebbe writes, the Friedrich Rebbe writes actually in Ayim Yom, the Shana Tevye Balim and the Chizis Abdarki Achsidis, that the Aved Asayim Rish Hashanah is Ayim is Vadus, of the Kislav, I'm sorry, Ayim is Vadus, the Kabbalah Sechot as Tevis, the Kevea Itim for Limud and Nigla and Limud Achsidis. I think he says Barabim there, but in the Kaveh and Itim, the Nigla and the Chassidus, it's a Geula for Chassidus, a Geula for Elukos, a Geula for the fact that there was Chassidus in the world, that the Alter Rebbe was Meser Nevesh, that every single person, me and you and everybody else, should be able to have access in a comprehensive way, in an understandable way, in a way that it should connect with them, they should be able to relate to it, it should become part of their life, to connect to the Lukus, which is really their primius, the Alter Rebbe das durchgeführt and Peil gewen. Davon ist nemen ernst, das allein nemen in sich, tonnen dem. They used to say a mashal, maybe you heard this mashal, but a very lazy bird. You heard the mashal ever? It's a very lazy bird that was so lazy, even though it was very, very thirsty, but it was very lazy to, it was in the bottom of a mountain, and on top of a mountain there was a stream of water. But this bird was very lazy to climb up the mountain, it was very, very full. So Mele, it didn't, even though it was dead thirsty, but it didn't had no patience to go up the mountain. And then David Shad Rachmanas on the bird, and he brought he made a meredik ruach, very strong wind, and he took the bird aruv geflagen on top of the mountain, on top of the thing. So now it doesn't have to climb up a mountain to get to the water. The water's right there. It's a gleich darten. Then, but the bird has to bend himself down and to drink from the water. But the bird got lazy after a while. And it didn't have the energy to bend itself down and to carve itself. It's a little bit of to strain yourself, to bend down your neck and to go down to the water. It got lazy to do that. So they elevated the water closer to the bird's mouth. But to actually swallow, you can't make that you have to do yourself to swallow. You can connect the water the closest possible to the person, to the bird. But to swallow, that's his own evarim. That's his own metzias. So that he has to do himself. He can't make his... If make him function, that's something else functioning in him. That's not him drinking. Then they wouldn't do the effect. For him, the drink has to drink himself. So the saying, the Alter Rebbe, the Rabbeim, the Brat Chassidus, most available, most possible. You don't have to... You could sit in your on a couch, lay back. You could do many, many things. You don't have to bend too much to learn a Maamar Chassidus. But at the end of the day, your brain has to be activated. If your brain is not activated and it's not functioning and it's not working, then nothing's going to work. So you have many, many methods which made Limud HaChassidus, I'm talking about learning Chassidus itself, made it very easy, made it very accessible. You don't have to strain yourself too much. But the kop, and you have to, nafarbert of them. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Maybe I'm speaking to people which learn Chassidus Shoyes, Midi, MBM. I have no idea. Maybe I'm, but it's, even if you learn Chassidus Midi, Shoyes, Midi, MBM, but still there's always room to add, to be massive. In Echos and in Kamos. L'chaim.